Welcome back, everyone. And today we're going to be exploring the benefits of meditation and why meditation is a really important part of the heart rating method. Now, you probably all know my story about how I was stressed out, very burned out with my teaching career. And one day I met a yoga teacher who invited me to his class. And I went along to the class thinking that I just needed it for stress and also because I had a really bad back. It turns out that I actually was really bad at yoga. I'm not very flexible at all. I really struggled to touch my toes. It was the first time I'd stretched in a really long time. But there was something about the class. By the end of the class, I was in a certain rhythm. I was slowed down. And by the time we laid down in our Shavasana, which is our corpse pose on the floor with the palms facing the sky, and the teacher was talking about clouds flying past our mind and just, you know, when the thoughts are passing by like clouds, just pushing those thoughts aside. And I love that image because it really helped me to just let those thoughts go, let those thoughts go, let those thoughts go. And before long, my breathing had slowed down, my heart had slowed down, everything in me had slowed down to the point where I felt like I was somewhere else. It felt like I was floating. It felt like I was in another world. And suddenly all these thoughts started coming in. So this is what was funny, right? I was pushing out the thoughts, but suddenly all these brand new, interesting thoughts started dropping in, like a spiritual thing happening to me. And I started to notice the quality of these thoughts had changed. And there were spaces between the thoughts that I hadn't experienced maybe ever in my life. The most beautiful experience that I've tried to replicate again and again and again. And in fact, actually, with my ongoing meditation practice, it does keep getting better, but there's nothing quite like that first time where you really learn to drop in successfully in meditation. I got home and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I was feeling really, really inspired. And that's what started everything. You know, my writing career became possible. I had managed to create a life that was far more achievable and sustainable as a creative. All because I went to that first yoga class and I experienced my first deep meditation. Now, that doesn't happen for everyone. A lot of people experience anxiety in meditation because it's the first time that they are really silencing off all the other stuff that's going on. And what I mean by all the other stuff is that we have a lot of distractions in our life. There are a lot of ways that we're very clever at avoiding the emotions and the feelings within. We don't really want to face what's happening inside us. And we certainly don't want to listen to the spirit that exists inside us, because that's a really scary concept. So our Western modern lives are based around filling ourselves up with as much stuff as possible so that we don't have to listen within. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about how my meditation practice actually developed formally, because, you know, that first practice was really fun and beautiful. But as I went on with my practice, I realized I didn't actually have a lot of technique to what I was doing, and I wanted to learn how to meditate better. So I enrolled in a transcendental meditation course. Now, transcendental meditation is a meditation course that was developed by a yogi called Maharishi. It became very popular, very famous. A lot of celebrities actually vouch for this style of meditation. The reason being, it's very accessible, it's very easy to understand, and you can do the course in 4 days. But it's also very expensive because it's become so popularized. Now, I had this wonderful opportunity to join the course. I had a friend that was teaching it to me, and it was a beautiful experience, and I learned so much about what it takes to drop deeply into a meditation practice. But the main things I just want to share with you today about what works for a meditation is this idea of concentration and meditation and the difference between both. So transcendental meditation teaches you a personalized mantra. And this mantra is designed so that you can repeat it again and again and again, so that when the thoughts are sneaking through your mind, you can push aside the thoughts because you're focusing or concentrating on your mantra. Now, I can't tell you what my mantra is. The mantra that I was given is personalized, and according to transcendental meditation practice, you were meant to keep this secret for life. You're never meant to tell anybody what your mantra word is. And also the reason that I love this is because I don't know what the mantra means in English. And so you're concentrating on something that doesn't have a tactile force. So you're not thinking of anything in particular when you're saying the mantra. The mantra is merely designed to be a distraction from your thoughts, so that you can focus on something else and then come back into the meditation. So the process of meditation in yogic theory is when you actually can push the thoughts and focus away. And you're not actually doing anything. You're not thinking about anything. You're not focusing on anything. You're just completely in your space. And you're in this dark, beautiful room in the mind. And so I want you to practice this now with me, closing down your eyes and just sitting back or laying back somewhere that's really comfortable so that your head is supported. Taking a few deep breaths. I want you to imagine something very simple, like a sunrise, a point of the horizon, a shape like a triangle, a rock, just a really simple image. I think a rock is a really great one because a rock is so simple, so solid, not much attached to the feeling or the image of the rock. We're just focusing on a rock in our minds. And as you continue to focus on that rock, just relaxing down the muscles in the face, the temples, the jaw, allowing your breath to soften, and when the thoughts start entering your mind again, just coming back to the rock, or whatever image it is that you have chosen. Looking at the rock, observing it, touching it. Then after a few minutes, noticing that the thoughts that were coming in at a high speed are naturally slowing down. Everything's now slowing down. You're feeling this immense sense of peace washing over you. And in Sanskrit, the word for peace is santosha. It means contentment. Contentment with what is here now. Contentment with the silence, with the nothingness, or even contentment with the chaos. It's finding that inner peace, sitting with it, and making it your friend. Not needing any other distractions. Just loving the place that you're in, the body that you're in. Peering into this space behind the eyelids, the space of nothingness, openness, and freedom. And when the thoughts start coming back into the mind, coming back to the rock, coming back to your focus image, just looking at the rock, touching the rock, and then noticing the thoughts fall away. And eventually noticing the rock falling away. And just entering this space of nothing behind your eyelids. Pure nothingness. Feeling that sense of Santosha for this space of freedom and nothingness. Nothing weighing on your mind. As your heart begins to open, and you might like to pause the video and now stay here for a little while longer, practicing your focus back on the rock when the thoughts come in, and noticing the thoughts slowing down and slowing down and slowing down. So if you're ready to slowly come out of your meditation with me, enjoying the beautiful sounds of the birds around us today, breathing deeply as we reawaken the body gently, waking up the senses, what we can hear, what we can smell, what we can feel as we perhaps have a stretch, rolling the arms up above us or to our sides, rolling the wrists around in circles, the ankles, rolling the head, and gently letting the eyelids flutter open as we come back to our space and our lesson. How do you feel right now in this moment? Post-meditation is just such a beautiful feeling. It's really a feeling of warmth and bliss and spaciousness, and you can become quite addicted to it. And there's nothing better to become addicted to than meditation. If you can learn to meditate, this is your ticket to life, not just to your writing, but to your life. Meditation is our greatest gift to coming back to ourselves. And what it's really doing on a scientific level is it's slowing down the heart rate. It's bringing us back into high heart coherence. And it slows down the brain waves. And that's a really important key to learning to be healthy and also learning how to be a better creative. Now, we talk more about the brain waves in the 10-week course. So if you're really interested to learn more about this, I really encourage you to join that 10-week course because we have a whole lesson dedicated to this. But just in short, just to explain to you that the theta brainwave is where we really want to get at if we want to learn to become more creative. Now, as adults, we're always operating on the beta brainwave, which is very high-paced brainwave. And that's where all of our fast thinking comes from. But often we get confused thinking that we need to be operating fast all the time to be creative, but this is actually not the case. And I'll teach you more about that, as I said, in the 10-week course. What we really want to be doing is dropping down the brainwaves as much as we can, just as children operate in the slower brainwaves. And children are very creative and very spiritually in tune. So the more that you can drop down this brainwave, the better for you and the better for your creativity. So we actually come into a form of thinking called divergent thinking. When we slow down the brainwaves and we meditate, we actually can come up with more ideas. And that's where the magic comes from. So that's why when I first did my first meditation, that's why I had all these new thoughts coming into my mind. So I know that I teach that we shouldn't have too many thoughts when we're meditating. It's about the quality of those thoughts. So I don't necessarily say that you shouldn't have any thoughts when you meditate, but notice the quality of the thoughts change. So for me, I was really pleased that I studied transcendental meditation because it taught me a lot about the brainwaves, it taught me a lot about the ancient philosophies, and it really taught me how to undergo a practice that worked. One practice, 20 minutes in the morning, that is all you need to do to really start noticing the benefits of a regular meditation practice. And immediately after meditating, write down how you feel. Now, in the 10-week heart writing course, I then explain to you about psychoanalytic theory and the theory of the subconscious and stream of consciousness writing, which is something that was kind of started by Sigmund Freud, and Carl Jung then took it in another direction. But it's really exciting styles of writing that help to open up our deepest and greatest creative capacity. Because it's what's underneath all the layers, all the top thoughts. When we can get beyond those top layer of thoughts, we have an incredible creative capacity sitting underneath everything. And as we found out in the last lesson, the spirit resides in the heart. So when we learn to meditate deeply, we can hear that spirit in the heart so much stronger, so much louder. So why wouldn't we meditate more regularly? Why wouldn't we want to listen to the ultimate creative voice that is sitting in our very hearts? I hope that you are loving these techniques, which are honestly going to be life-changing for you. They're going to change not only your daily life and reduce things like anxiety and depression, but they're going to reawaken that creative calling that you know has been sitting in your heart for a really long time.